And good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to the 88.5 KRFY morning show on January 19th. And this is Tuesday. I'm Susie Prez, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here with Chris Bessler. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Susie. I'm your co-host this morning.
And it's always nice to see you over there with your smiling face. And today we have, we're very fortunate to have two of our community leaders here in the studio, Mayor Sandpoint Mayor Shelby Ronstadt and County Commissioner Glenn Bailey. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Susie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be here.
Yep, thank you. You're here because we want to give you the opportunity to share your concerns and the approaches that you have both kind of, or our city and our county have come up with around controversial issues. So we thought it would give a good opportunity to have a candid conversation and direct communication. So again, thank you for being here.
And specifically the issue we're going to be talking about today is refugee resettlement. The county has passed a resolution concerning refugee resettlement in Bonner County in Idaho, and the city council is considering tomorrow a resolution. They're very different resolutions, and we're going to be talking about why the resolutions and the reasoning behind them in just a few minutes. So, but Susie, first, we always tell people what's going on outside.
Okay, from the National Weather Service, currently it's 32 degrees with light rain. Today we can expect a high of 36 and an 80% chance of precipitation with patchy fog. Tonight, low 31 with 100% chance of precipitation, which could be snow or rain. And tomorrow, high of 35, kind of goes on from there. It looked like one of the days coming up is about 40 degrees as a high. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
With lots of precipitation, so that means, of course, snow on the mountain. And that's about it for the weather.
And also going on outside, sunrise this morning was at 7:29 a.m. Sunset will be at 4:23 p.m. And in the past week, as we're getting longer days now, we've gained about 10 minutes of sunlight each day. So that's good news. The moon is waxing. It's 79% full. The full moon will be Saturday. The lake level is holding steady this last week at 2052.65. Although, interestingly, it's projected to go up about a half foot to 2053.18 in the next week. The lake level, of course, is regulated by the Albany Falls Dam. And at Schweitzer, they had only one inch of new snow overnight, but they've had 6 inches of new snow in the past 48 hours. That I can testify from being up there this weekend. The skiing is great.
All right.
They have the whole mountain open. They're running 7 lifts today. It's currently 22 degrees at the summit, 29 degrees at the village, and they're predicting it's going to stay just below freezing today. So that's good news.
Perfect.
The precipitation will be snow.
Sounds good.
And so we'll get right into our program today. Again, we have with us Mayor Shelby Ronstadt and Bonner County Commissioner Glenn Bailey. And we're here to talk about a really contentious issue. And I really appreciate you both coming in today. So I'm going to set a little framework here. In November, as you know, as everybody knows, there's a lot of refugees that are fleeing Syria right now, specifically. Now, every year there are a lot of refugees that are looking for safe harbor from many different countries around the world. Right now, Syrians, a huge number. The number I've seen reported reliably is 4.3 million have fled Syria since the civil war there began. And it's raised concerns in our country. In November, Governor Otter wrote a letter to President Obama. And I'll very quickly give you the gist of it in two sentences. In light of the Friday, November 13th, ISIS-directed terrorist attacks in Paris, I call upon you to halt the U.S. refugee resettlement program. No refugee resettlement should continue until the vetting process for all foreigners crossing our borders can be fully reviewed and responses from states can be implemented. It is paramount that our citizens are protected before any effort to relocate individuals continues. That's the gist of Governor Otter's letter to the president. Now, I bring that up as a frame of reference because the county commissioners on December 1st passed a resolution basically saying we agree with the Governor Butt, I'd like to turn the mic over to you now, Commissioner Bailey. Can you tell us why did the county commissioners decide to go ahead and put forth a resolution on this whole issue?
Sure, Chris. And thank you for inviting me here to have the discussion with you and Susie and Mayor Ronstadt. You were correct in citing Governor Butch Otter's letter to the President and Congress. At the same time, the Democrat governor of the state of Washington, Governor Jay Inslee, came out with his response as well. He noted that the state of Washington welcomes the refugees. He brought up and made reference to religious prejudice, reference to fear-mongering, and he put in a dig to the other governors, accusing them of dividing people and fomenting intolerance. So it is a contentious issue. Obviously, from the liberal standpoint, we are open to everybody. We welcome people who are fleeing persecution. I agree with that. I think most Republicans and conservatives agree. America has always welcomed the downpressed, those who are fleeing injustice, those who are threatened. That gives them refugee status because they are legitimately fleeing persecution. At the same time, we, as a political figure, duty and responsibility, is first of all to protect the security of the citizens of the county, their health, and their welfare. Those are my three primary concerns in this. When this controversy came to my attention, and I brought it up with the other county commissioners, and we said, okay, we have absolutely no influence because it is not our decision. The decision on immigration and refugees lies with the federal government, with the President of the United States, and with Congress. But if we can express our position, we can reassure the citizens of Bonner County that we are seeking for proper vetting, for looking at these people individually and screening them. So that's what we did. We researched this. We put together our resolution. And as you noted, more than 4 million people have been displaced out of Syria. We said, whereas the United States of America has recently intensified the resettlement of Syrian national refugees due to increased conflict perpetuated by the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, also known as ISIS. It is possible that the members of ISIS or another radical extremist terrorist organization could infiltrate the state of Idaho and the United States of America by posing as and claiming Syrian refugee status. And we know that that specifically is one of their tactics. ISIS has said that openly, that they will use this as an opportunity to infiltrate, put people here. Now, there's a lot of other avenues and means for them to come to the United States. We have an open border, so there's no doubt that this is just one of those tools that they were looking at and considering. We also said, whereas the director of the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have both stated that it is not possible to adequately investigate the legitimacy of each claim of refugee status to prevent members of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria from entering the United States. And whereas more than 50, and in parentheses 60 to 70, incidents of terrorism, including murder, have been committed by refugees of Middle East descent, and whereas the national and state of Idaho security and safety concerns continue to mount regarding the resettlement of Syrian nationals to the state of Idaho and the United States of America, therefore be it resolved that the Board of County Commissioners of Bonner County urges Governor Butch Otter to advise the President of the United States that the state of Idaho is urging President Obama to halt the refugee resettlement project until the vetting process is thoroughly and fully reviewed and all of the state's concerns are addressed. Idaho asks that you and Congress pause this resettlement effort and work with states and governors to thoroughly review this process and how states are affected. So we did not call for a complete stop interminably. We want that vetting, that reviewing process to be looked at. There's numerous occasions where the Iraqi refugees have not been properly vetted. There are numerous incidents right now in investigations of terrorist plots and plans from these quote-unquote refugees coming into the United States, and they are plotting terrorist acts both here in the United States and abroad. They are raising money to fund those things. So these were all part of our concerns. That's why we put together this resolution to support the government's letter and his effort to urge a review of the entire refugee process.
Do you feel that in light of what you just said from the FBI director and the CIA, that it is possible to have a better vetting process put into place?
I would hope so. Mm-hmm. The vetting process depends on the policy that's in place, and it's a pretty good policy. However, what are the databases? What are we reviewing? Are we going based on their word? Are we using a polygraph? Are we using trained interrogators? Myself, I was the Air Force Office of Special Investigation for 4 years, a detachment commander. I was trained in how to do these things, so I understand there is a human factor involved here. That human element is fallible. We can't screen completely everybody and be 100% certain that we are not allowing terrorists to come in. That's true. There is no perfect process.
But you feel that the process could take
I think
that better.
It needs to be looked at and could be better. For instance, the Director of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, for several years has prohibited the use of Facebook, Twitter, the social media review in allowing visas. I ask you, why wouldn't we be reviewing people's Facebook, their Twitter accounts? That's where they talk about their beliefs and their intentions. We should be reviewing that. But it was politically incorrect to do that, according to Jay Johnson and the Obama administration. That violates their civil liberties. Well, I'm saying to protect the United States citizens, we need to look at all sources to be able to determine, does this person have malicious intent in coming to the United States of America?
So Glenn, as a you have experience in this, obviously, with your background.
Definitely.
Is there a process that would satisfy your concerns on these background checks?
Certainly. We need to take a look at people, and by basic questions, we can determine whether or not this individual needs to be looked at closer. Then you can put them on a polygraph. They're accurate. Yes, there's questions in court of law, but this isn't a court of law. This is screening people and their intents for coming into the United States. So polygraph could be used. I think that that would help to screen out those that mean us harm. The process already is doing a lot of things very effectively and doing it well. But there are weaknesses, and I think that a review of it might identify things that could be done better.
Why don't we go to Shelby now?
Sure.
Shelby, so the city has decided to consider a resolution that is kind of the flip, kind of in opposition to this, I guess you might say. or at least it expresses a different sentiment. The council is going to be taking that up tomorrow. Can you please describe the city's resolution and your rationale behind that?
Sure, Chris. I wouldn't say it's in opposition to. I would say it's in addition to. There's actually, I think a fair amount of common ground that we have with the county's position and Governor Otter's position. Certainly, as your city representative, we're obviously concerned about the safety of our citizens and the importance of government's role to do everything within its power to ensure that people are safe. Looking at the county's resolution here, I appreciate they acknowledge the scale of the problem, a lot of the details around the problem. But I think ultimately this is a humanitarian concern that it's important that we recognize our responsibility for it. I feel that as a country, we're partially responsible, having conducted war over there for a number of years throughout the region. We've participated in creating this problem. So I think we have a moral duty to be involved. And our involvement has been rather meager. If you look at the amount of activity that's going on over there, 4.3 million refugees have been flooding the region over the last couple years. And, we've only taken in, up to this date, we've taken in less than 2,000 in that time period. We've taken in a little over 2,000 since 9/11, where other nations in Western Europe, Canada, et cetera, have taken in tens of thousands a year even. So there's a big difference there, and I think it's important for the United States to show its leadership on this issue. And I would reiterate, too, or I mentioned that we do have a very successful refugee program in this country. It's relatively small compared to other nations, but it has been very successful. Of those 2,000 refugees from the Syrian region that we've taken in recent years, we haven't had any problems. 50 of those refugees have been relocated specifically in the Boise area. So I think we have a lot of success to go on there. And, the other thing I mentioned is there is, and this was mentioned by Commissioner Bailey, there is no perfect solution. There's no way that we can ensure that we can guarantee 100% no risk. But that's kind of how life is, right? I mean, every time you get behind the wheel of your car, you're taking on a risk. And certainly any time we invade a foreign country, we're taking on a risk. So we're endangering American lives. We're endangering other lives. I think ultimately it comes back to a moral issue. A few other things. It was mentioned that the director of the FBI and DHS have both stated that it's not possible to investigate the legitimacy of each claim of refugee status. That was a statement in the Bonner County resolution. I think that was taken a little bit out of context, responding to the recent House measure that's been proposed by the Republicans. That's in, I believe it's in the Senate right now. And, I think what it points out is that our federal government is doing everything that it can, I think, to try and resolve this issue and improve our screening program. The Republicans have put forth a measure. The Democrats have put forth an alternative measure. James Comey, the FBI director, he expressed his concerns about the pending House legislation, but he did express his confidence in our current program. And I think looking forward, it definitely does bring some reasonable questions to the table when we're looking at increasing the amount of refugees that we bring in. And so from that perspective, I do agree with the Bonner County Commissioner's resolution and with Governor Otter's position that we need to do everything we can to improve our program and ensure that it's creating as safe of an environment here in the U.S. as is possible. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that we need to just throw our our humanity out the window and give up on what has been our long standing tradition in this country of supporting human rights, tolerance, and acceptance, regardless of race, religion, etc. So that's why I put forth this resolution. It was actually a proclamation that was issued by Mayor Logan before me, and I brought that forth to the council as a resolution to give the council an opportunity to voice its support of the issue if they felt that that was a direction they wanted to go. And as you know, there was a tremendous amount of debate. The issue ultimately was amended. There were a couple comments that were taken out, and the council tabled the issue, and it will be it will come before council again tomorrow evening. So my hope is that it will pass in some amended form, and ultimately I hope that it will just support the position that the city of Sandpoint is a community that supports religious and ethnic tolerance, and I think that's an important message to state in the wake of the Bonner County resolution and the letter by Governor Otter. So that was really the motivation behind the resolution. I'd remind the listeners, I'm sure most of you know, that there certainly is nothing that the city of Sandpoint or Bonner County or the state of Idaho can do to change our refugee program in the United States. So all of these resolutions and these statements are they're suggestions to the federal government, and they're stating a moral and ethical position, I feel. And so that's certainly my view behind this city resolution, and I'm hopeful that the council will pass something in support of this position.
Let me kind of read from the resolution. This is the crux of the resolution. Therefore, be it resolved, the City Council hereby declares that Sandpoint welcomes anyone who is properly screened by authorities of these United States remains a tolerant, diverse, and non-discriminatory city. That's the city resolution that will be considered tomorrow by the council.
And Chris, yep. If I could say, you left a whole lot out. The original resolution and the proclamation by former Mayor Logan said, "The recent events in Paris and San Bernardino have saddened our community and have caused the fear level in our community and city to rise, whereas responses to same have been couched in racist and discriminatory terms. Whereas terror is caused by people of varied ethnic, religious, and political backgrounds. Whereas thoughts of Nazi Germany, Japanese internment camps, McCarthyism, and the Ku Klux Klan come to mind. Whereas, although well-intentioned, discussions of banning groups of people due to their religion is counter to the Constitution and the historical practices of this country. Whereas the city of Sandpoint has long been a leader in opposing discrimination of any kind." And then what you read. Now, the whereas responses to the same have been couched in racist and discriminatory terms was excluded. It had been stricken by amendment. Whereas thoughts of Nazi Germany, Japanese internment camps, McCarthyism, and the Ku Klux Klan come to mind was amended and stricken. Because I would challenge you to find any references that are racist or discriminatory in the county's resolution or the governor's letter to the President of the United States. I challenge you to tell me where any discussion of banning groups of people due to their religion was discussed in the county commissioner's resolution or in the governor's letter. We are not referring to a specific religion. We are referring to an ideology and a movement called ISIS that is trying to destroy the United States and anybody who is considered to be an infidel.
Shelby, would you like to respond?
Yeah, I would. So the council did remove those statements. There were references to historic acts of intolerance, Nazi Germany, Japanese internment, etc. Some people found them as offensive. To be clear, the resolution in no way labeled anyone as responsible for any of those things, and it called no one intolerant. However, if we're to wholly reject a religious or ethnic group, which I think, in my mind, is the spirit behind what was issued in the county resolution, we'd be heading down the same road of intolerance, and that, in my mind, is it's an unfortunate part of our history.
Did we say that we would reject them, or that we wanted the vetting process to be improved?
Yeah. So, and like I said, I agree that we need to do what we can to improve the refugee resettlement program, the screening process. However, you know, the tone of the letter. First of all, Governor Otter's position was to completely halt our entire resettlement program
until
that screening process, you know, is changed. Yeah. So, and what we've shown is we actually have a very successful screening program for many years now, and I think it's unreasonable to suggest that we halt the program entirely. And we're talking about, you know, refugees from Asia, refugees from Eastern Europe, from Russia, from all over the planet, really. And we take on tens of thousands, close to 100,000 refugees per year. Now, of that number, in the last year, only not even 700 have come from the Middle East region. So I think it's unreasonable to expect that we should shut down our entire national program based on an increase of 9,000 refugees from the Syrian region. So I stand by my position that that we need to take the moral high ground here and do what we can to continue to be involved as a nation in this issue. And I think it's the right thing to do from a humanitarian perspective. You know, I would also mention that given those comments that were referred to by Commissioner Bailey here, there were also statements made by past Department of Homeland Security directors that had complete confidence in our existing program. For instance, Janet Napolitano, Michael Chertoff, they've both written about the existing process.
You're speaking of the screening process.
The existing screening process. They say it's thorough, robust, and so long as it is fully implemented and not diluted, it would allow us to safely admit the most vulnerable refugees while protecting the American people. So, and in their view, these goals are not mutually exclusive.
Glenn, how would you address the humanitarian concern? That seems to be one of the points here. Compassion for the opposed is one of the hallmarks of our country, I think. For the oppressed is one of the hallmarks of our country. You know, how would you address that point?
Certainly is. Always has been and always will be. The United States of America has been a beacon for the rest of the world. We bring in the oppressed. We bring in those who are fleeing injustice. There's no doubt. But we do it smartly. We need to ensure that these people that are coming in are not trying to harm us or infiltrate. And yet that is a tactic that has been well documented and is well known, that ISIS and radical Islam is trying to move into countries. They've moved into Europe. They've been welcomed by Europe because of the low birth rate in Europe. They needed workers. They saw an opportunity. They move into a region. They work in three phases. First of all, they are the minority. And they say, let's all get along. we just want tolerance. And they work well with the community. Phase two is when they are in large numbers and they have their isolated community. They do not integrate. They do not adapt. They maintain their Sharia law. They maintain their beliefs and their culture. They do not adapt. And once they are in sufficient numbers, they get into the legal atmosphere. They elect their people into the offices. They insist on Sharia law, and they start excluding those that are not
Muslim. Now, you're speaking of Muslim immigrants to European countries.
You bet. Look at Germany. Look at the problems they've been having. Look at Scandinavia. Look at Sweden. Look at Norway. These countries are being overrun, and they've got a big problem. And the political correctness, which dominates our national media, the international media, refuses to recognize these things. It's through alternative sources of information that we get these reports, because they're trying to downplay the problem. Well, yeah, they cannot put a lid on it. And people are coming to realize what a problem it is, what a danger it is. But it is a tactic to move them into a place and eventually take over. That is their objective, and that's their goal. It's well stated and well documented.
One of the things, sitting here listening to both of you, obviously I've learned a lot in just researching this whole issue, is that you both care a great deal about our community, and that both resolutions kind of work together in a way. I think the city resolution really just goes further in describing who we are as a people. And I wasn't sure, Shelby, the original resolution, was that a little bit of a reaction to the county's, more of a reaction rather than a response, or because it came out of, you know, it was sudden and you just didn't know about it? Was there any communication between the county and the city about the original county resolution? And would that have been a good thing?
The original city resolution, you mean?
Yeah. Susie, it was essentially a reaction to the county's position and to resolution and to Governor Otter's letter. So I think it's unlikely that the city would have spoken up on this issue had the county and the governor not. And one thing I want to mention that is really important is the difference between what's happening in Europe right now and our refugee resettlement program. So as I'm sure most listeners out there may know, Europe has been really aggressive relative to the United States in taking on refugees. I believe Germany has taken in 38,000 last year. They've committed to over 80,000 this year. But this is interesting because for that 38,000 that they took in last year, I'm reading in the International Business Times, 630,000 have come in illegally in 2015, and that was through September. So in 9 months into 2015, Western Europe has seen 630,000 illegal refugees. So, you know, there's obviously a huge difference between screening somebody coming in and just having people flood in your borders. So where we've, you know, thankfully, you know, we have two oceans separating us from that flood of refugees. So it's a lot easier for us to be able to screen people coming in. And by the way, those people that do come in, they've already been pre-screened by the UN, by the United Nations. That's a 4 to 10 month process before they're placed in, or recommended for a country. At that point, if they are recommended to go to the U.S., then they go through our screening process, which is another 1 to 2 year process, which is extensive. It includes, a personal interview with Department of Homeland Security, and it's certainly the most challenging method for somebody, anybody, to get into our country. I think we're really fortunate that we're not dealing with the challenges that Europe's dealing with right now. And so, it's not too surprising to me that they're having some of those challenges over there when they're really, they probably got, 6 to 1 people coming in that haven't been screened. They haven't been vetted. They've got basically an open border down there. So,
Commissioner Bailey, I'd like to ask you, now that those two whereases have been stricken from the city's resolution, is the resolution as it now stands more acceptable to you?
It is, but there's still the whereas, although well-intentioned, discussions of banning groups of people due to their religion is counter to the Constitution and the historical practices of the country. Referring to the county commissioner's resolution, the banning people based on religion?
That would be the question, if that's referring to the county resolution.
Correct, because that's a mischaracterization of the county commissioner's position.
But I did sit through a lot of testimony, and there were some folks that were specifically opposing this resolution who simply don't want Muslims to be moving into the country.
There are a few.
Yeah.
So that's not my position.
Shelby, is that whereas, although well-intentioned, discussion of banning groups of people due to their religion is counter to the Constitution and historical practices of the country, is that statement, why is that statement in the resolution?
It's affirming our principle and ethic towards non-discrimination and tolerance, simply put. So, certainly... in the responses that we heard from public, there were a lot of statements made that, and even talking to the commissioner here today, grouping everyone who's practices Islam or is Muslim into an ideology that supports jihad and this idea of global domination. So it's those attitudes that are underlying this resolution that we're addressing with this resolution here. And really, I think it's just important for the city of Sandpoint to affirm its position for tolerance and ethnic and religious acceptance.
So in that, whereas, although well-intentioned, discussions of banning groups was not referring to the county commissioner's resolution, because their resolution, from my understanding now, the resolution itself was really just talking about having a more thorough vetting and screening process. So that whereas of the cities is not really referring to the county commissioner's resolution. Is that correct?
I guess you could say not specifically.
I say
although well-intentioned, I'm acknowledging that in the Bonner County resolution, and particularly in comments from the public, comments from Butch Otter, the intention behind these feelings and thoughts are fair and good, and that we're all concerned about public safety. We're all concerned about protecting our families and our communities. So in that regard, I'm acknowledging the well-intentioned thoughts of those who commented before us, whether in positions of government influence or just from the public.
I just wanted to clarify, but in the even Butch Otter's letter or the county commissioner's resolution, they're not talking about banning groups of people. They're not talking about it in their resolutions. There may be discussions outside of the resolution, but I didn't read anywhere that they were being, or it was suggested that we ban people. It was more that the vetting process is reviewed.
Yeah, and that's, I would agree with that, Susie. Mm-hmm. I think that, there's a little bit of interpretation into the spirit behind it, and certainly given the public comment that was given during that resolution and during our resolution, it brings up these concerns. And so I think it's important, again, for the city to affirm its position that we want to continue to perpetuate an image for this community in which we stand for tolerance and human rights.
I just want to take a little ident break. This is 88.5 KRFY. This is the morning show with Chris and Susie on this Tuesday, January 19th. And we're here in the studios with Sandpoint Mayor Shelby Ronstadt and County Commissioner Glenn Bailey.
And thank you guys again both for coming and talking about this. It's, when we have disagreements in the public sphere, sometimes it can get very emotional. We've been seeing that for sure. But we have to be able to talk about stuff. And I think that this is a productive discussion. And I think we've already discovered some common ground. I mean, the city resolution and the county resolution both say that refugees should be properly screened. So at this point, we're actually only got about 10 minutes left here, and we got a whole bunch of questions that were submitted by via our website from listeners. And so we're gonna give you some of those questions. Of course, they ask the harder questions, guys. Okay. So, here's one that you've kind of already answered, but why did both of you push forward resolutions in the name of Sandpoint and Bonner County on the settlement of refugees without outreach or first seeking consensus among the citizenry? Doing so would represent the voice of the people much better than what amounted to two imperfect personal statements. So now that you've generated such an outcry, what will you do now?
unifying our community a little bit.
Glenn, how would you respond to that?
Sure. The resolution that the county commissioners passed was done in a open public meeting. The room was filled to overflowing to capacity. We allowed, it was more than an hour and a half, everybody had an opportunity to express their opinion and their concerns. Overwhelmingly, the people supported the resolution that we had presented. And there were only 5-6 people that spoke against it. Yes, there probably is a better process, but as has been said, this was symbolic. We, as county commissioners, cannot influence the vetting process or the immigration and the refugee policy of the United States. We were expressing our position as county commissioners. That is very true.
Okay. Shelby, same question to you.
Yeah, we actually did get a lot of comment from the public. And certainly since the resolution has come out, a lot of people have come out of the woodwork showing their support for this resolution and this idea. It is an uncomfortable topic for a lot of people. So, I think it was certainly challenging for the council to sit over this resolution and watch so many impassioned people speak on both sides. I'm sure it was a challenge for the county commissioners as well. It is a difficult issue, similar to Commissioner Bailey here. I think the council just felt that we need to make a symbolic statement. So, I think it's important again that the city of Sandpoint state its commitment to religious and ethnic tolerance, and that's simply all this resolution was about. So,
okay.
We have another question, and it was a question that I also have. I'll express mine first from reading everything. The commissioners oversee the whole county and the cities within the county, so it would, in my mind, be a great thing if they could work together on something as broad as this is. But here's the question from our listener. And we want to also thank our listeners for submitting so many questions. We're not going to get to all of them, but we certainly appreciate it. And the question is, now that both the city and county have managed to create great division in this community, how do you plan to bring us back together and rekindle the spirit of common cause? Either person could address that.
Well, I'll just say something. Thanks, Susie. You know, I think this is a big step in the right direction. It's a honor and privilege to sit here with you two at the morning show, as it is every time I get an invite. And it's an honor and a privilege to sit here with Commissioner Bailey. And, you know, we can disagree on things, but at the end of the day, I think we are both committed to our area residents and to making this community a better place. And I certainly trust that of Commissioner Bailey. And I trust that of all of our citizens out there as well. So I think we just need to continue to sit at the table and have the conversation. You know, in the future, I'm definitely going to make a better effort to reach out to the commissioners and to the county, however I can, before things get to this level. I guess I'd say I have to say I was a little bit surprised at the level of I guess I don't want to say conflict, but the divisive nature of this debate. I wasn't really anticipating this. I thought that bringing our the city's resolution forth, I thought it would be recognized as a good thing for the community, and that it would be generally supported. So the backlash was a little bit of a shock to me.
And Susie, I think that communication is the key to all of these problems. The county commissioners want to work with the mayor of the city of Sandpoint, with the city council, to work out economic issues, issues that we can have an impact and effect on. And we do that pretty well. We want to get fiber optics into the city of Sandpoint. We need it for our schools. We need it for our government. We need it for our people. You know, these are common issues and interests, and we want to work together. And that is our goal and objective, is to work well. We do have some disagreements, but those are minor.
And we actually have a couple questions that were the same as this one I'll read now. Why is either the county or the city bothering with this issue when you have so many, many local issues you should be addressing, such as attracting business to our county, creating jobs, rebuilding decaying infrastructure, finding the ways to reduce the cost of living here, et cetera. So that came from a couple of your constituents. Just
sure. And we are working on that. I'm on the board for the Bonner County Economic Development Corporation. I've been participating. Mayor Ronstadt was at the big conference we had in November addressing these issues, trying to find ways that we can improve economy here, improve our jobs, improve our citizens, our students' ability to meet those job training requirements. Mm-hmm. Those are definitely issues that we are concerned with and we work on on a constant basis, no doubt.
Yeah, so, I would agree. I mean, we, you know, of course, we are working on those issues and effectively, I feel. But at the same time, you know, it's important. Things like this actually have an impact on our society. They have an impact on our economics. You know, unfortunately, this region of North Idaho has this reputation from our past that's been perpetuated in mass media and whatnot of being an area which fosters intolerance and extremist views. And that has a real impact on, it has an impact on tourism, it has an impact on our economy, it has an impact on who moves here and how many people move here. So those are real impacts, and it's important that the county and the city stand up and affirm what our values are, so that we're sure to you know, put forth the positive public image for the area.
Well, I have a great idea, guys. Why don't we have a regular morning show where the commissioners and the city officials come together and we continue this discussion in a open forum way? What do you think? You think that's a good idea?
I think that's great.
Would you be game? Yeah.
Would you be game for that? Okay, because we really want to hear from you. This kind of discussion does open up and helps people have a more informed outlook for our community, and I think it can be a positive thing.
And even when we disagree on things, mm-hmm. as we will, mm-hmm. At least we can understand each other's positions. And generally, the other position is well-founded as well. So you have to respect that. And we're just about out of time for this part of our discussion. We are going to be coming back with the community calendar. Of course, there's a lot going on in our town, but I want to say thank you to mm-hmm. Commissioner Glenn Bailey, and thank you to Mayor Shelby Ronstadt for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Chris. Thank you, Chris and Susie, and mm-hmm. thank you, Commissioner Bailey. It's been a pleasure.
I just want to leave us with a little quote, and then I could have you guess who said it, but I'll tell you, actually. We all do better when we work together. Our differences do matter, but our common humanity matters more. Any guesses who said that? Bill Clinton. And this is, we're going to hear a song. We're going to be right back with some entertainment and events calendar items, so don't go away. This is by request of Glenn Bailey, and in honor of the recently passed Eagle, what was his name again? Glenn Frey, who just passed away yesterday. This is the Eagles, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. We'll be right back. And that was the Eagles, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. And this is 88.5 KRFY. It's the morning show and with Chris and Susie. And do you want to remind them, our listeners, about the podcast?
Oh, yes, of course. Today's show will be available online at KRFY.org, probably by early afternoon as a recorded podcast. So if you're listening and you didn't hear the whole thing, or you want to steer somebody else to hear what the mayor and the commissioner had to say on the subject, go to KRFY.org early this afternoon, and there will be a recorded podcast of this program. We, by the way, put all our morning shows up on our podcast page. So if you can't always catch it at 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday or Thursday, you can always check the website to see who has been on the morning show.
And we wanted to get to our community calendar. However, we are running out of time, but we have a few KRFY announcements to make. This Thursday on the morning show with Jack Peterson and Diane Newcomer, their guests will be Amy Midstock in to talk about the new climbing wall in Sandpoint. And tonight, a new show on KRFY, live and local. I'm the host, Susie Prez, and that's every Tuesday evening at 7. Tonight, my musical guest, live in the studio playing music, his original music, is Brandon Watterson. And I think it will be really interesting. It's been a lot of fun. It's kind of like an invitational open mic. And next Tuesday, we have a special guest, too. Who's our guest next Tuesday?
You have it in front of you. Susie.
Okay.
Keep going.
It's Catherine Peruse from the North Idaho Mental Health Services.
And we're going to be talking about the new crisis services that are rolling out now and becoming available to local residents. And also, we're going to be addressing a really delicate subject of a very sad subject of suicide. The suicide rate has been going up, not just locally, but around the country. And we're going to talk about measures that people can take to help identify people that might be feeling so down that they're considering that.
A very important subject, especially with our young people. We want to remind our listeners that the events and entertainment calendar is available on our website at krfy.org. And also on Sandpoint Online, it is provided by Sandpoint Online and Keoki. Also, our program schedule has changed for this new year and this new quarter. You can view that at our website, again, at krfy.org. We have just enough time to hear the number one song in 1966.
And it's a good song for today.
It is a good song for today. Thank you, Chris, so much for being here today. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in and to our guests, Mayor Shelby Ronstadt and Commissioner Glenn Bailey. This is, as I said, the number one song in 1966. It's the Beatles, We Can Work It Out. Have a great day.
Yes, bye now.
Bye. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk.